And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of the Fortis Institute. We start with a story about the Treasury Department, who just discovered Chinese hackers roaming through their systems after they slipped in through a third-party security key. By comparison, it's like leaving your house keys with your neighbor, who then makes copies for the entire neighborhood. And while officials downplay the major cybersecurity incidents, Beijing's digital thieves went ahead and helped themselves to unclassified documents in employee workstations. And China's foreign ministry responded with their standard script about opposing hacking, a claim that's as believable as their COVID case numbers. To Washington State now, where the prison system decided to run a social experiment with a female inmate's safety, housing her with a 6'4" male convict who claimed womanhood. And when the lady begged for protection from her cellmate's escalating harassment, guards dismissed her concerns right up until they caught him sexually assaulting her. Now free and filing a lawsuit, the case just exposes how quickly inclusive becomes a prison within a prison. The Biden administration has distributed over $1 billion in DEI grants since 2021, strategically targeting school districts where such programs face local resistance. Iowa schools received $1.2 million for equity-centered teacher training, while Missouri received $306,000 for anti-racist learning, and a South Carolina district was handed $13.6 million to embed diversity initiatives, all while their own communities voted to remove these very programs. And the money just flows through a parallel system of federal influence that bypasses state oversight entirely. Now, Trump's first clash with China won't be over Taiwan, but rather TikTok, where he's playing an unexpected role, asking the Supreme Court to pause the platform's ban. Congress is fretting about Beijing harvesting data from 170 million American users. Trump wants time to negotiate rather than shut down one of the main digital pipelines. And the platform that once banned him might now depend on him for their survival. Well, Costco's board is fighting to keep their DEI initiatives while competitors jump ship, insisting that diverse hiring creates better treasure hunts in their stores. And shareholders are pushing to evaluate hiring practices that might illegally discriminate against certain applicants, and the board's response boils down to, "Trust us, we're doing diversity right." A treasure hunt, all right, but the treasure they find might actually be lawsuit settlements. And campus culture, if you can believe it, has achieved a peak absurdity, where professors who dedicated their lives to seeking truth now hide from it in their own classrooms. Half refuse to discuss transgender issues, most avoid the Israel-Gaza conflict, and conservative faculty have mastered the art of career preservation through selective silence. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.